So if they twist scripture, if they twist the biblical truth, then they will twist reality. If his word is forever settled in heaven, and it is, then the Bible talks about this. He's given us all things to pertain to life and godliness in the scripture. Then this reality is based on the Bible. If the Bible is your God, there's a reason, because this place is based on the scripture. And so if they twist scripture, they twist reality. They will gaslight you. They will lie. They will future fake. They will do all those things because they're in delusion land. They're in delulu land. And so they're still actually in the old dispensation of law. And that's why they're legalist, and they can't give grace because they've never received grace, right? If you've never received the grace of God, how are you going to give grace? You can't. It's impossible. If they deny the cross, if they deny the blood of his cross, then how are they going to give any kind of grace? They can't. They're denying the gospel, the grace of God. And so how are they going to give you grace if they never received grace? They don't even know what grace means. So doctrine determines behavior, right? And so your doctrine, if you deny the blood of his cross, you're denying reality. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world, the scripture describes what's going on down here in 3D land. Jesus was promised by God to the Jews to minister unto the Jews. That's in Romans. But that blessing bled over to the Gentiles, and it was also prophesied in Genesis 3. His appearance was prophesied in Genesis 3. Her seed shall bruise his head, and his seed shall bruise his heel. So they can only bruise your heel. We can step on the head of the snake, but the snake might bruise our heel, but it makes us stronger, to be honest with you. It actually makes us stronger. Lion, devil, snake. So what is witchcraft? Because you go back to Genesis, so it's all a fractal. Everything that's happened in Genesis 3 is happening now. So how did Eve fall into witchcraft and sorcery? She believed lies. She believed lies. So what is sorcery and witchcraft? It's lies. It's creating a reality that's not real. It's a fake reality bubble. So if they can paint a narrative, paint a picture or a narrative that's not even real, they've created an illusions, a fake reality bubble. And so it's happening with the governments, with politics, with medical system, education system. It's all fake reality bubbles. People are creating fake reality bubbles. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's the witchcraft, the lies. It could be relationships, it could be family, it could be jobs, it could be anything. They're painting a picture. They're creating a canvas with a picture, and they're wanting you to believe that lie. And then when you step into it, you realize it was all lies. My first marriage, the in-laws, they were all painting this picture and they were all liars. They were all in the false gospel, the ecumenical movement. I was a new believer, so I didn't know that I didn't know how bad the religious cult system really was. But the religious cults paint this, even the 501(c) churches, we love you, brother, but they really don't. They're not there for you. If you go to another church, they'll never talk to you again. And they actually have to attack you, make you look bad, because if you go to another church, they feel like you're going to be talking about them. So they got to attack your character and all that stuff. Lie about you, make stuff up. Just like Jezebel, just like Delilah. So what should Samson have done with Delilah, right? She was a Gentile. He fell in love with somebody who wasn't of his clan. He should have, when he started seeing her mocking him, trying to figure out what is his strength or his power or how he makes it, he should have walked away. Now, that's the Old Testament. His hair was his power. Now, we got the Holy Spirit. They can't take away our power, you know? Because God, the Holy Spirit in us, is our power. Now, the prayers, taking up your cross, staying in the Word, renewing your mind, the Holy Spirit, they don't believe you're indwelled with the Holy Spirit. They don't believe that the Spirit of truth indwells you. And a lot of times when they come to attack you, what they're trying to do is find out what your strength is or find out what your weakness is. Why do you have so much joy? Why are you so happy? Why are you so content? Why are you in peace? They got to attack the fruits of the Spirit, your love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. They want to try to make you into a copy of them, and you're not going to be, but the psychopathic Jezebel wants you to be like them. And they want to boil a frog, but they cross the line so many times that you're like, something wrong. This person's an enemy in my own house. They actually don't even want to go to your house. They want you to go to their turf. They don't want to go to your house. They want to go to your turf. And that's a big red flag right there, because they lose their power. They have their turf where they play their games, you know. They might come visit for a second, but they don't want to. This is what I've seen through my years of living. The Jezebel does not want to visit the false doctrine and the Jezebel and Delilah. They don't want to get on your turf because they don't have any power. See, they got to bring you into their turf. So if Samson would have just stayed in his area, his people would have said, wait a minute, what's Delilah doing over here in the camp of the saints? What's going on here? And they would have kicked her out. The priest class is not straight as Samson. I don't care how strong you are in the natural, there's a spiritual strength. The priest class would not have been scared of Samson. He was actually fighting for Israel, but you know, if he was doing wrong, the whole city would say, wait a minute. The whole camp would say, no, you need to get her back over into the Gentile camp. We don't intermingle. The Bible says not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. So they have to lie and pretend like they're you, like you, and they're not. They're not like you. You have the spirit of truth. They live in the spirit of error. They live amongst themselves as criminals against each other. Alliances that throw each other under the bus. You know, they're agents of the devil. They look like the devil. They think like the devil. They talk like the devil. They are children of the devil. Wisdom is justified of her children. And so the wisdom of the world is different than the wisdom of believers. And they try to encroach and get you to, like I say, they don't really want to cross your threshold because they lose their power. They want you to actually cross their threshold. And so they want to get into your world, get into your life, and and feed you a bunch of BS. And if they can get you into emotions or drama, they can destabilize you for a season, but the spirit of truth always overcomes. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And they don't understand that. And so they always try to get in the door. You've heard the game. You've played the game 1,000 times. You know. If I do ride share and I say, hey, don't what are you doing? Yeah, do you do this full time? No, I have a job. And I do this part time. And I got a rental unit I'm remodeling. Oh, do you? And the first thing that comes out of my mouth, do you have anything open? I know what they're going to say before they say it. I know what they're going to say before they say it. I know what they're going to say before they say it. It's sad. They're running on a program. They're running on a program. They build a maze around you, and you don't even know you're in a maze. That's what's wild. The system built a maze around you, and you think it's your life. They had already set it up before you showed up on the scene. So your life is really not your own in the 3D, much less, especially not in the 5D. They built this maze around you so big that you don't even know that you're in it, you know? You don't even know that you're in it. Your taxes, your tags, your titles, your jobs, the places you go to eat, the food, the delivering the food, everything that's happening, the grocery stores, it's a big, fat maze, and you think it's you or something like that. It's not. It's like one big checkered board, and you're on the checkered board, and you think that square you own, but you don't. They build a checkered board for you to play on, and that little square that you're sitting on, you think that's your square, and it's not. It's not. You have to follow their rules. You have to go to their doctors, take their medicine. You got to take their advice. You got to invest in their retirement. They got you locked in. You don't even know.